Be smart.
And
have fun. Don't
have
do what
some
I do.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, we hope you have a good weekend and do
to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting ACRA, Catskill Hudson. That was 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Our Town, Our Truth Magic Edition. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Kenneth C. Crowe II reports in the Albany Times-Union that Republicans and Democrats in the Rensselaer County Legislature have agreed to extend a one-year moratorium on solid waste facilities within a mile of the Hudson River to include any area within 1 mile of a tributary of the Hudson River or a reservoir or drinking water source. Republican Legislature Chairperson Michael Stammel said the amendment should be approved after being introduced to the legislature at the August 13th meeting. Democrat Peter Grimm, the minority leader in the legislature, said, and I quote, "In light of Hoosick Falls and other situations with water, there's nothing too big or too small to protect our waterways," end quote. The city of Rensselaer approved a Biotech America trash processing plant at the former BASF site before the moratorium was passed. In Greene County earlier this year, there was a proposal for an ash dump near the Hudson River, which was withdrawn. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Village of Athens is now a clean energy community, allowing the municipality to apply for $30,000 in state funding. The towns Catskill, Greenville, Gallatin, Kinderhook, Hillsdale, Ancrum, Chatham, Ghent, Canaan, and Austerlitz, the villages of Kinderhook and Philmont, and the city of Hudson are all clean energy communities. Athens Village Mayor Stephen Bradditch said, and I quote, "We are pleased to become a New York clean energy community, both for the steps we have taken to get here and the funds that will now be available to us," end quote. The Village of Athens recently converted its lights to LED and is creating a unified solar permit. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a review board assessing maternal deaths of women who die in childbirth was signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo on August 1st. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "New York has made significant progress ensuring every woman in the state has equal access to high-quality health care before, during, and after pregnancy. Racial disparities in maternal mortality is a national crisis, and with the creation of this expert review board and advisory council, we are tackling the problem head-on to ensure safer, healthier pregnancies for all," end quote. The board will make recommendations after studying maternal deaths in childbirth. In 2010, New York ranked 46th in the nation for maternal mortality, but has since improved to 30th out of 50 states. 2 weeks ago, Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson announced that as of October 1st, it will no longer be providing childbirth services, sending women to Albany instead. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that there were no signs of Confederate flags for sale July 31st at the Ulster County Fair. On opening day, three vendors were selling Confederate-themed T-shirts, belt buckles, and small skulls. Then organizers discussed the fair's 2015 ban on items with stars and bars themes with the vendors, and they were gone the next day. Fair General Manager Gary Newkirk said, and I quote, "We went out immediately after being told about the items. All the buckles are gone, the T-shirts are gone, everything that was pointed out is gone," end quote. Previously this year, the Ulster County Fair booked and then unbooked a band called Confederate Railroad that often display Confederate symbols. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And welcome to the better weather. Pollen levels are creeping up today and will drop tomorrow with the coming rain. Some will have trouble crawling out of bed as temperatures start below the 60-degree mark this morning and rises gently through the morning and tops out at 85 degrees around 3 p.m. Room temperatures return around 9 p.m., so open up the windows and let the nice air in. Central Hudson gets enough of your money. Tomorrow starts off in the lower 60s and will reach the lower 80s by 2 p.m. The opportunity for rain and thunder will be present through the day, peaking in the early afternoon, so save some of those chores for Sunday, which will still be very warm but with no rain predicted. Looking way up, we see that NASA caught 10 fireballs over the continental U.S., and this is just the beginning of the Perseid meteor shower, the peak of which comes in 10 days. An hourglass-shaped coronal hole swinging our way is expected to pick up geomagnetic activity on August 5th. The solar wind is currently very light at 490 kilometers per second at 1 proton per milliliter.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
were just listening to Soraya's song, our new theme. When you hear these soothing scales, you'll know you're listening to Clubhouse Radio. Welcome back. We're presenting 1 hour of Our Town, Our Truth, Magic Edition. I'm Kingston, your sound engineer today, and later I'll be joined by Phoebs and Shahi. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. The following segment features Emily, who couldn't be with us today, and contains references to self-harm and suicide. Please consider this a trigger warning. The next sound you'll hear is Emily covering Andy Black's Put the Gun Down.
Here's where it starts, another night alone in the dark. Hate is running through my veins, steady now taking aim. The darkness of day, all the skies are turning to gray. I can't tune the voices out, how'd they get so goddamn loud? Oh, 'cause there's a side, another side of me that can't get out. A darker side that no one knows about. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody see me? 'Cause I think I lost my way. Put the gun down, just put the gun down. Will anybody watch me? Is someone gonna stop me? This could be my last mistake. Put the gun down, just put the gun down, down. Here's where it ends, I'm never going back there again. 'Cause every time I'm standing by, the shadows in my line of sight. When does it stop? 'Cause I'm living cold and shut off. Even when I clench my fist, slipping through my fingertips. Oh, 'cause there's a piece of me that's missing now. Yeah, there's a piece of me that's breaking down. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody see me? 'Cause I think I lost my way. Put the gun down, just put the gun down. Will anybody watch me? Is someone gonna stop me? This could be my last mistake. Put the gun down, just put the gun down, down. So I look myself in the mirror. Now I'm seeing things a little clearer. Honest, I can't hide what's inside me. I said I'm tired of pointing the finger, tired of this hand holding the trigger. Now I'm done with that. I gotta take one step back. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody see me? 'Cause I think I lost my way. Put the gun down, just put the gun down. Will anybody watch me? Is someone gonna stop me? This could be my last mistake. Put the gun down, just put the gun down, down. Here's where it starts, another night alone in the dark. Hate is running through my veins, steady now I'm taking aim.
Su olodo kai 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 yema ya olodo kai 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 ase su olodo la dio ke la dio ke la dio
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Clubhouse. And we're here on Our Town, Our Truth, talking about magic and talking specifically about how we experience magic through art as something that is in our everyday life. And that I think when we think about as magic can take on a lot of different meaning than maybe we give it credit for. So I'm here with Emily.
Hi.
And we just spent some time listening to Emily perform music, and we also had the pleasure of catching a lot of the Clubhouse members performing at the Tracks performances the last couple days. So we've been really in the music, and it's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun experience.
How has it been watching the folks that from the Clubhouse performing and putting music together, original songs that they just wrote, things like that?
It was pretty interesting, you know, like we learned that most of the kids here have a lot of hidden talents and stuff, so
Really cool. I think naming ourselves as magical intrinsically like declares like we are talented, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's all these powerful things that emanate out of us when we like give ourselves access to them. And I think a lot of people are afraid to express themselves artistically, but luckily I find that's not so much the case with the folks coming through Clubhouse, which is really cool.
Right.
We have a beautiful community mural project that folks are dropping into and finding that you've been leading. How has that been?
It's been really fun. Started out stressful, though, not gonna lie.
Yeah, trying to figure out how to
Right.
put all the pieces together. Yeah. I mean, what was the intention for the community mural and for, like, having art going up on the walls like that?
Well, the intention was to, like, have us all come together and, like, be, like, a welcoming environment for, like, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I remember we had conversations about, like, the colors and the shapes and, like, the designs themselves and, like, actually creating an environment that has a direct impact on people's emotional well-being, right?
Right.
Calling it the creative coping corner, like a mural space that allows people to actually, like, shift or relate or find some comfort around their mental health or emotional state or whatever it is that they're grappling with that day.
Right.
And that feels like magic, that, like, something you put on the wall can have that kind of effect on a person. You just sang a really beautiful song. Can you tell us about it?
It's a really depressing song, actually. And it talks a lot about how a lot of different things can impact a person, you know? So, like, it could all lead up to, like, one final decision. And I think it's really, I'm not going to say it's really good to, like, listen to stuff like that, but I'm going to say that, like, it's good to know that there are, like, songs with messages instead of just, like, random stuff that most music is about nowadays, so. And me, personally, when I'm listening to depressing things, it, like, helps calm me down and in, like, my depressing moods. So
yeah, so it has that effect for you. Yeah, I think of the magic of music as both being what expressing that music does for yourself, like, that's part of the magic, and then also the impact it has on the people who witness that art or hear that art, and they're both really powerful things. And yeah, there was that question of, like, you know, is, you know, are songs like this that get into difficult content, you know, are they, is that excellent magic to have, you know? And it sounds like for you, it is excellent magic that it provides a space for, like, catharsis and healing to be able to hear those lyrics and hear those expressions and emotions coming from somebody.
Like, it's like when you're happy, you enjoy the music, but when you're sad, you really understand the lyrics. And like, I want to express that it's really very true.
And I feel like there's been a number of really powerful songs that we've listened to in Clubhouse Radio that relates to some of these, like, harder mental health questions or mental health challenges for people.
Right.
And it seems like they're a really powerful tool, actually. You know, when I asked, like, when we just have these conversations in the Clubhouse about, you know, what what helps you think about your mental health or other things. Like, songs often are like an entry point, actually, mm-hmm. to get messages that you're not getting from a workshop, you're not getting from your teacher, you're not getting from a flyer.
Right.
If you hear a song that really resonates with you and is like beautifully composed and, you know, performed, mm-hmm. like, you can really hear messages that get in your, like, under your skin and in your body in a different way.
Right. So music is very magical in that kind of way, you know, like, it can help you get through a lot, like, not only like sad music, but like that happy music that can bring you out of that kind of mood, you know, mm-hmm. like, after you deal with whatever like issues you're having, you can have like that upbringing satisfying music. Mm-hmm. So
as we continue the tracks program at Clubhouse, right, which is a space on Mondays where folks have been getting together to like write original music,
mm-hmm.
what kind of message do you want to send to your peers about what they should be thinking about as they write lyrics or put together music? You know, what are some of the things you want them to be working or holding, and like what that music is about? So it's not just the same old stuff that's not talking about nothing, right. that you were talking about.
Well, when you're writing music, it has to be like from your heart, you know, like, put your emotions and like your experiences in your work, you know, so like it makes it better, you know, like not just like rapping about mindless things like drugs and alcohol and stuff, but like really getting deep into like who you are and like expressing yourself through your music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much, Emily, for talking about art as magic.
Very welcome.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back soon. Clubhouse Radio.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Thank you, Phoebs and Emily, for that conversation recorded yesterday. We also, next up, have Emily singing a Shawn Mendes cover, Hold On. And after that, we'll hear from some more people that were part of our tracks program. Aisha and Kenny did some cover songs. And also wanted to note that Soraya's song was something that she did at tracks as an improv. So.
I think too much when I'm alone. I never win when I keep all my thoughts inside. So I'll pick up the phone. My dad says, Sean, stay with me. Everything will be alright. I know I haven't seen you lately, but you're always on my mind. I don't know what you're going through, but there's so much life ahead of you, and it won't slow down no matter what you do. So you just gotta hold on. All we can do is hold on, yeah. These days are flying by, weeks feel like minutes. I can't remember being small. I try to figure it out. I can't seem to find out how. I guess I don't know much at all. And my dad says, Sean, stay with me. Everything will be alright. I know I haven't seen you lately, but you're always on my mind. I don't know what you're going through, but there's so much life ahead of you, and it won't slow down no matter what you do. So you just gotta hold on. All we can do is hold on, yeah. All we can do is hold on. Yeah, you just gotta hold on. Just hold on. Just hold on for me. And my dad says, Sean, stay with me. Everything will be alright. I don't know what you're going through, but there's so much life ahead of you. And it won't slow down, no matter what you do. So you just gotta hold on. All we can do is hold on, yeah. Yeah, you just gotta hold on. Just hold on for me.
Newsroom, This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Columbia County officials are thinking about imposing occupancy taxes on short-term rentals like Airbnb, and it will likely take until 2021 for the law to go into effect. In preparation, the County Board of Supervisors Subcommittee on Occupancy Taxes met July 17th and identified questions to be resolved before the proposal is presented to the public and the full board. Board Chairman Matt Murrell has asked that the questions be answered by February, thereby allowing time for a public hearing before a board vote on the resolution can be held in March or April. If the resolution is approved, county will have to await approval by both houses of the state legislature. Assistant County Attorney Heidi Conkren said that approval could take at least a year. The open questions include, will the tax include the city of Hudson? How will the county allocate the tax revenue? And how will the county collect the taxes and enforce collection? The next meeting of the Subcommittee of Occupancy Taxes is 4 p.m. Wednesday, August 21st at 401 State Street in Hudson. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM. Local newsman and radio personality John Jack Ray Sr. passed away July 30th at the age of 78. Race died at St. Peter's Hospital in Albany following a battle with cancer. Race was a Hudson native. He attended and graduated from Hudson's St. Mary's Academy in 1960. Race then attended the National Academy of Broadcasting in Washington, D.C., and returned to Hudson and began a 15-year career as the news director for WHUC-AM. He was also the originator of the listener-favorite Party Line show. Race eventually became the communications sergeant and public information officer for the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, serving in that capacity for 15 years before his retirement in 2002. Read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. New Yorkers who choose to hunt, trap, and fish with a suspended sporting license could soon face tougher penalties. Legislation making hunting, fishing, or trapping without a license a misdemeanor offense is awaiting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's signature. The offense would be punishable with 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. Harold Barber, vice president of the PBA of NYS, which represents environmental conservation officers and forest rangers, said the existing punishments do not discourage people from operating with a suspended license. Licenses can be suspended or revoked for injuring or killing someone, endangering someone by negligently discharging a weapon, using artificial light to kill a deer or bear, and illegally killing a deer, moose, or bear. If signed into law, the penalties would take effect 6 months later. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Patrick Ryan has directed County Health Commissioner Dr. Carol Smith, and I quote, to take every step necessary to help prevent the spread of tick-borne diseases, including the implementation of an expanded public awareness campaign, end quote. The order came after the recent death of a Gardner resident from Powassan, a tick-borne virus spread by infected deer ticks. Republican State Senator Susan Serino of Hyde Park said, and I quote, ticks are out in full force, and it is important to always do a tick check on yourself, your loved ones, and your pets each time you come inside after spending any amount of time outdoors, end quote. Serino also criticized the Democratic leadership in Albany, saying there has been, and I quote, a noticeable backslide, end quote, of late in the state's effort to combat Lyme and other tick-borne diseases. She cited cuts to funding for research, education, and prevention of the diseases as evidence of the lapse and warned of the resulting threat to public health and safety. You can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Remember the days. Remember the days. Remember the days when all the enemies, they were just dead on the ground. Remember the days when all the enemies, they were just turning into clowns. No, fuck, they're clowns. I hate you. I hate you. You get on my nerves because I hate you. Got no regret and no nerves.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC. Broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to... horror movie by me.
Who's me? Let the audience know.
Shahi.
There we go. When did you perform that song? What were you just listening to?
I performed it on... I performed it at a... forgot the name of it.
Tracks Performance.
Yeah, Tracks Performance. And one was in Catskill, and then the other one was in Hudson.
You worked on... The Tracks program was going on where y'all were writing original music for like 3 months, right? Before the performance?
Yeah.
So...
It didn't feel like 3 months.
No, it went by really fast.
Yeah, it was mostly only like once a week.
I mean, it was... Yeah, it was every Monday, and there were some Mondays we skipped because of holidays and things like that. So it was compact time.
It did not feel like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so short amount of time. Yeah, like it's a total of like, what, 10?
Yeah, maybe.
Hour-long sessions to put a whole song together.
Or honestly, it felt at least like 1 week, like 1 week alone.
Yeah.
Instead of 3 months because of the way it was.
Actually came together. So it was like tight. You had to pull it together. I mean, we're talking about magic. We're talking about music as magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's musical because it's magical.
It's magical because it's musical.
Yeah.
It's both of them.
How does it feel magical to have a song that can play on the radio?
That I have a song?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, no. Yeah, but it's like... It's cringy. I'm not used to hearing my voice on radio. Like, I am, but not like me, like, rapping.
Yeah. You're going to be really brave about it today, right? And give us a live freestyle, too, later.
Right?
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to bust down in tears.
You heard.
Well, somebody was in the audience and got to watch you do a freestyle.
Randomized.
Yeah. We listened to a little bit of Randomized. Let our audience
know
what you're made of.
I loved it. That's right. Go for randomized, not for horror story.
Horse. Okay, here we go. Not the horses in the back. You can't see me, I'm in the back. I don't even know you because I can't. I just be in the back. I be getting my horse and I get got giddy up. You don't mean to talk to me if you don't got no giddy up. If you don't talk to me, I just see the bongo. All I hear is beep, beep, beep. I hear those bongos. I don't even know you if you don't talk to me. If I don't see those bongos, kids, just don't talk to me. All I see is the spinning in my hand. I don't even know you because the kid's spinning in my hand. If I don't know you, kid got staple to the wall, and then he just got staple.
How long did you do that on the show in Catskill?
20, 30 minutes.
And how was it working?
Without water.
Can you tell our audience what was happening during that performance? you don't even remember.
I had a pretty nice sleep that night. That's why. I just remember leaving, going down wooden stairs, and getting to my bed and sleeping.
Well, I remember people holding up random items, right? That was the randomizer.
Will and the crowd, we were also holding random items. It was pretty cool.
You just... You blew it off. It was really awesome to watch. How did it feel for you and your body and your sense of magic and power to like be in that?
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, nah, I can't. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Well, I think it's worth noting that, like, you, I mean, you say this about yourself all the time, that, like, the difference between how you drop into a freestyle versus how you drop into something that you have to write down.
Yeah, because that's,
like, it's the difference between, right, it's the difference between horror story and randomized. Yeah, like, you can almost hear it in the energy in your voice, right? So what, like, that feeling, right? Like, that's your own magic, that, like, you drop into, like, this headspace and this freestyle.
I get to,
what,
like,
do you become? You become a beast in that. Like,
I get to become, like, myself that doesn't have to be on paper, and it just comes off my mind. But when I write on paper, that's a different story, because then I have to, like, edit myself to the point where it's me, but it's not, like, me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, there's nothing like the raw moment of catching like freestyle.
That's the best.
For 9 minutes track. You went for 9 minutes. And then I think in Hudson, I think y'all and you had a partner on that one.
Yeah, I actually liked it, that one. It was pretty cool. He just randomly popped up out of nowhere. I was just chilling on the stand, and then Kyron was like, "Yo, you got a person that wanna rap with you?" I was like, excuse me? Please say that again. Because I'm used to being solo. Mm-hmm. And then there was another person, and not maybe a duo. So it was pretty cool. I'm not used to, like, not rapping by myself. I'm not going to lie. When I was rapping, I did feel a little bad because, like, I wanted all the spotlight on me. Because I'm so used to, like, rapping by myself. But he was pretty cool. So it was the drummer dude.
So he was drumming while you were...
No, so there was...
Yeah, there was another dude that
was
drumming.
Actually freestyle. And then there was another dude that was drumming, right? From the Oneonta... Yeah. Job Corps.
Yeah,
right?
Shout out to those dudes.
Yeah,
like,
shout out to Oneonta Job Corps.
Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, they did their thing.
I loved their, like, freestyle, and the other dude that was on the drums could teach me how to do the drums more. Because I was doing that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you learned a lot about different music, like, in this whole program.
Oh, honestly, it was super fun.
So we were talking yesterday about what were we saying? Lyrics as being a reason to get reaction, right? Like that being its own sort of spell magic craft work. How does that show up? Like
the energy of someone like just smiling from your art, that you get to like feel like a superhero, like you feel like you're invincible.
Yes.
But then it dies down, and like it's like normal.
Does it? What is that feeling like?
Like when
it
starts
coming
to feel
off
normal?
The adrenaline, yeah.
I have a big ego, so it takes me for at least like a night sleeping, or depending on what goes on.
Yeah, a little recovery from that.
Yeah,
because I can imagine like having kind of a depression come down off of something really big like that. A lot of adrenaline moved through your body, and then it's just like,
it's so cool. But then like. Sometimes it's like sadness, but sometimes like you just lay down and you're like chill about it.
Yeah, all right.
For me personally, I chill because I do it a lot, and I record myself just to see how it sounds and the how it feels and how it flows.
So you're doing that good self care in between your sessions.
Yeah.
Is that what you suggest to your fellow artists?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's magic too.
Hit me up if you want me on a label.
Yeah, we'll put it out there. You know, something that, picking up on what Kingsford was talking about, that like magic of lyrics and like the effect it can have on people. I asked Emily this question earlier about like what, you know, as people at the clubhouse, we're going to continue doing this music making, we're diving into lyrics, we're writing these different pieces. What are you trying to bring into the world, manifest, see? What stories do you think are important to be told through rap or through the art that you're making?
Life, emotions, the jokes.
Yeah.
Stories. Mostly stories.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of doing stories, but like not writing stories, like
freestyling stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you.
Like, I guess the Three Little Pigs or Riddler and Riding Hood.
You do like your own versions of them, kind of freestyle them and take it where it goes.
Yeah.
See what comes through. That'd be fun.
I could see you doing that with, we did a podcast on Disney stuff on like The Little Mermaid. I could see you doing a story freestyle rap on that, like Under the Sea or something.
like this, remember the days, remember the...
Yeah.
Remember the day when we were picking up music and I showed this one YouTuber, and he made his own version of the Three Little Pigs.
Oh, that, right.
And It was called The Trap Three Little Pigs. And I really liked it because it was cool. He took his own take on a classic story and made it his own.
Yeah.
So I was kind of thinking, oh, that's cool. I could do that.
You heard.
I'm inspired.
But if I had to choose, I would probably pick Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, yeah? What draws you to Humpty Dumpty?
Because of his story.
Yeah.
There's one with the egg who sat on a wall.
Had a big fall.
Would you rewrite whether or not he'd get put back together or not?
Yeah.
Yeah? Rewrite that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's also a way it feels like lyrics and music can be like a reparative sort of magic, right? To rewrite the stories that are damaging.
I was thinking more like when he fell, it's kind of like time, like sci-fi.
Because
I really like sci-fi. Like, I like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
That's a show I love. And I was thinking maybe time reverses and someone prevents him before he falls.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Futurism, sci-fi, I feel like music that crosses over with futurism, Afrofuturism, science fiction, speculative fiction, it's literally world building, right? Mm-hmm. You are setting the stage, creating the vision, the ideas, the stories that a new world can be born from, because it's hard to create something we've never imagined. So the artist, to me, art is magic because it brings visions that have never existed before into form and gives people the ability to like see something new and make it real. So you have a lot of power in your art.
Yeah, it's like a different reality, like reality is folding. Kind of like Doctor Strange, as like he like makes everything bend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like with music.
So you want to show us how you can make everything bend with your freestyle. Kingston's gonna tee it up a little bit.
Yeah. So
we came to that part already. Dang.
Yeah. Right. You're having fun about it. So last week I referenced a book by Naomi Jackson, The Star Side of Bird Hill, and we've got an excerpt that talks a little bit about magic. And so here we go. When Hyacinth opened the cupboard doors, she revealed herbs of all varieties in glass jars, each labeled in her careful fourth-grade print. "What is all this, Granny?" Phaedra asked. "Roots. You mean to do Obeah with?" "Dearheart, labels are for things, not people. I don't work Obeah any more than Father Loving does when he says that a couple drops of holy water on a sick man's forehead can make him well. There's all kind of magic, some for daytime and others for the night. So it's all just different ways to make people well? You could say that. All different ways to help the body do its work." And so...
Good job.
Thank you. So here we've asked Shahi to do a freestyle, trying to unpack this, trying to understand what magic is made out of. And also important to note that Obeah is not the word that people in the West Indies and Barbados use to describe their healing and their work. That's a colonialist term that's been placed on what they do. So just important to note that. And we've given Shahi he's brought out what's important to him from this excerpt. And
just
he's
before
do
we start, I would like to say this is my opinion of what is magic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to drop the beat, and it'll just be Shadi on the mic.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Differences. Now my father, everyone got differences. We all got nobody. We got different minds, but we all got nobody. Oh my god, we got differences. Every different minds. Different skin colors. But we all got different minds. Okay, it's a night. Running down, it's a night. You got different faces in. You don't know, it's a night. Now my father, it's a midnight. We don't know, cause it's midnight. You cannot see, it's midnight. We don't know, cause the kids, it's a midnight. Okay. We got kinds, no my fault cause we are different kinds. Oh my god, what's the secret of kinds? We got different kinds of faces, smile. We got different kinds of personalities. We got different kinds of family. We don't know what's going on in families. Okay, okay. We also, we got labels. You do not know, it's a label. Just like a name, a label. Came back, break it, label. I don't know, it's a label. You could sign it, now it's labels. You can make money off it. You could do it for a profit. I don't know, it's a label. You could say, I'm a table. Oh no, sat down, drink some coffee downs. Oh no, you can labels. You could sit down like a book. Sit down, read a book. It was a label on books.
Nice, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was a good time.
I was nervous. I was expecting me to be doing that good.
That was good.
Yeah. Especially to just drop in off the top. That's something that's always amazed me. Like, that, to me, like, freestyling is magic to me. Like, to be able to, like, come up with that and stay in rhythm and keep going. And keep going even when you get caught on a word to keep finding the next word. Like, that.
Yeah. What I learned from, like, famous artists is that everyone has, like, their own way they freestyle. Some people, they think about the words before they do it. Some people, they just, like, have one word, and they just repeat that one word. Like, one
is that freestyle,
word,
then?
One or two word words. Other people, they just, like me, say whatever comes on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I do. But you could also take in your own little mix and take in the other two. I don't know about the second one, but...
Yeah, well, even that's, like, a moment, right? You can hit that word a couple times, catch a... Catch your beat, catch your rhythm, and then drop back into the next
thought.
And
then actually get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And repetition is also form. Gives
yeah,
something.
You just snap.
Yeah.
So I want to take just a minute. We've got like a minute clip of Kai, who's main manager here.
Yeah, we call him Kai.
Director of the Youth Clubhouses for the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
A.K.A. Kyron.
Kyron. So we have him just talking a little bit about what actually brought Shahi into the Tracks program, into radio here with us.
Shout out to Kyron Jr.
Uh-huh.
A.K.A. the little puppy, KJ.
All right, in the meantime, I'll tell a little story about Shahi. So Shahi started with us with Tracks from the beginning and stayed with us, so he was committed. Through Tracks, he was introduced to our radio lab. He worked with Kingston and Phoebe in radio lab on Thursday and Fridays, which also inspired him to want to get a job for the summer. And so he applied through Workforce. He got the job. He advocated for himself because he was behind the deadline, and he got a job. So now he's working with us. So it's an interesting sequence of events that I'm particularly proud of. And yeah, so that's a little story.
We're tearing up in here.
I'm blushing.
We're tearing up in here.
I'm blushing. I love hearing my name. I gotta give Kyron a hug after this. I'm blushing.
Yeah.
So.
So. That brings us in to the end of our time. Another hour flies by. Thank you to everyone who listened to our show today. Thank you so much to Emily for her contributions to the show. You can catch us next week every Friday, 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're inspired by what you've heard here, yeah. You're curious about radio, you want to get involved, tell the people how good it is to be involved in Radio Lab.
So great to be involved in Radio Lab. You get to express yourself.
Yeah.
Be your own person. Or you could make a persona.
Yeah, awesome. 12 to 18, come by every Thursday and Friday from 5 to 7 at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse, 455 Main Street.
Uh-huh. And we'll close out with some shout-outs.
And if you like what I'm doing, hit me up. Come to the clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
We just make a deal. Record labels. Yeah. Hit me up. I'm being curious about record labels. Hit me up. Sign me.
We're going to produce great things here. I believe it.
Yeah, I think so.
Clubhouse.com.
So a big thank you to Wavefarm and WGXC. We've got Aisha and Kenny singing again underneath. Thank you, Juice Branch, Relish Delights, Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses, and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, the Trax Program, Adam, Gene, thank y'all.
I love you, Mom. hopefully you listen to this. You're probably not, because I forgot to tell you. I hope you are listening
to this.
You can
always catch us on the podcast.
That's right. Everything is recorded. We have extra podcasts, too, that go up. WGXC.org. Just search for Clubhouse Radio, and you will find our audio archive.
If you want, we'll give you merch.
We'll get in there.
www.clubhouse.com/merch.
All right.
It's not a real link.
And our it's not a real thing. And
it can be.
Our final song of chosen by Emily from Trolls by Justin Timberlake is
Trolls?
Can't Stop This Feeling. Emily thinks that trolls are really magic, and I don't know that she's wrong. So.
I'm not saying she is.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Never heard of it. Oh.
Yeah. See y'all next time.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance. Something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock. So don't stop, stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance.
good.